Leadership Alchemy considers leadership development that combines the leader's heart, soul, and mind. This is where a leader's magic lies. I believe that leadership development should be holistic, is an ongoing journey and definitely not a destination. This podcast is an opportunity to challenge our thinking about what is required from a new wave of leadership. And I really want to invite you to start to embrace this change right here and right now. If you are open to transformation, this podcast series is definitely for you. Welcome to Leadership Alchemy, where we explore the benefits of living in the present moment and how this conscious choice and practice helps us to stay in touch with our reason for being and the behavior that gives our lives meaning and purpose. I'm your host, Eloise Petzer, and today I'm joined by Dr. Barbara van Heerden, a leadership coach with her own international business, Nzor Global Leadership Development. Dr. Barbara, why is it so difficult for us to stay in the present moment? I tend to find myself thinking about a lot of past events that were upsetting or worrying about future events.
So thank you so much for the introduction and the question. Let's dip into some neuroscience for us to understand how our brains work. Some of this research is from Stanford University in San Francisco and Positive Intelligence. You may well know that we have a left and a right brain, and research shows us that our left brain is fueled by fear. And this is for two primary reasons. Firstly, our left brain is known as our survival brain, and it is where our fight, flight, or freeze response comes from when we sense that we are in danger. Secondly, the research shows that our left brain tends to inflate so-called negative triggers by a multiple of three. So its key function is to keep us safe from harm and potential danger. But in essence, our left brain is overreacting most of the time. That might come as a little bit of a surprise to you. But I want you to reflect on an experience you've had where you became really anxious about something that turned out not to be the case. This is really just part of being human. And we love our left brain. We don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. However, we need to know that our left brain inflates so-called negative triggers. Our right brain is fueled by love. This is where empathy for ourselves and others resides, love for creativity, curiosity, innovation. In our right brain, we also connect to our purpose, wisdom, and intuition, and essentially our reason for being. It is also where laser-focused action resides. Our left brain is a sequential processor. It is this part of our brain that is able to think about the future and set goals and plans, and that's really awesome. We also are able to think about past experiences, which we can learn from. It's where memory resides, and we can remember pleasant experiences as well. However, because our left brains are fueled by fear, what we tend to do is become anxious or worried about past events, which we may even regret. And it is our left brain that is looking for safety and predictability and security. So we worry and become anxious about an uncertain future. The rumination and anxiety of the left brain can consume many hours and a lot of psychic energy because we are all left brain dominant. This way of thinking can often be our default way of engaging with circumstances, others, and challenges that we face. By contrast, our right brains are parallel processes. So our right brains are always in the present moment. It is where we can dream about and envision a different way of being. we can set goals for our future that are inspiring. It is where we can focus on many different concepts simultaneously and look for patterns in life and also think about our world systemically. Quite simply, the right brain is always in the present moment, and it is the place where big picture thinking takes place. If you want to explore some inspiring and empowering leadership development ideas and opportunities, you are welcome to book a free 60-minute exploratory session with me, Dr. Barbara van Heerden. Please go to our website, nzouleader.com. That is nzouleader.com. During the exploratory session, we will discuss your leadership challenges and growth opportunities. I can explain the coaching approach I use, and you can experience a brief coaching session if you would wish to do so. Please book your session at nzouleader.com. The link is in the description.
Could you tell us a bit more about the benefits of being in the present moment more often?
Yes, that will be a pleasure. And you might be surprised at how many benefits there are. Being in the present moment, or mindfulness, is the practice of being present in the here and now, and may be a skill that we all need to develop. Being in the moment can enhance our connection to our reason for being in many different ways. It can help us to enjoy the journey and not just the destination. So I've worked as a program manager in many projects and programs. Being left brain dominant, we were always thinking about the next goal, the next deliverable, and the next project. And we very seldom took the time to celebrate our success and to learn from our experiences, not only from what went wrong, but from what went right. Being in the present moment, you can savor the process of leveraging your purpose intentionally. We can appreciate small wins and the challenges and the learning opportunities along the way. We can activate our creativity, which helps us come up with new solutions and new ideas and recognize patterns and even think outside of the box. That is right brain. We can reduce our stress and anxiety. Being in the present moment, you can lower your cortisol levels, which are associated with stress and anxiety. So when our brains are flooded with cortisol, that actually makes us anxious. We can also increase our serotonin levels, which are associated with happiness and well-being. Research shows that being in the present moment reduces stress, boosts our immune system, reduces chronic pain, lowers blood pressure, and can even help patients with cancer to cope better with their treatments and potential recovery. I actually have a coaching client at the moment who's been suffering for over 2 months with severe sciatica, and she finds that if she does short meditation, it helps her stay pain-free for 30 minutes. Being in the present moment also enhances our performance because we can improve our focus, our concentration, and our memory. We can also learn to avoid distractions, procrastination, and multitasking, which does impair our productivity and the quality of our work. We can achieve a state of flow, which is when you are fully immersed and engaged in what you are doing, and then we do perform at our very best. If you want to find out more about empowering leadership skills, you are welcome to book a free 60-minute exploratory session with me, Dr. Barbara van Heerden. Please go to the website nzouleader.com. That is nzouleader.com. The link is also in the description.
Dr. Barbara, what you've shared really makes sense to me, but could you guide us on how to be more mindful more frequently every day?
Essentially, what we need to do as a very minimum, you spend about 15 minutes a day in meditation or mindfulness exercises. In fact, the Dalai Lama has said that if we could teach every child in the world to meditate, there would be no war, which is a very inspiring statement. And why is this the case? It's because when we do mindfulness exercises or meditation, we quieten the mind chatter of the left brain and all the negative feelings that that comes with, including things like anger, shame, guilt, self-doubt, anxiety. So practicing mindfulness exercises throughout your day in short periods is a way of keeping your right brain charged up. For example, the 2 to 3 minute mindfulness exercises as guided by the Positive Intelligence app. Avoiding distractions and interruptions, particularly from social media, as much as possible. And what I do with that is I put my phone on silent for when I'm needing to really focus and concentrate. In fact, my phone is on silent most of the time. That helps me not feel like I have to stop what I'm doing and go and check the latest WhatsApp message or go and look at the latest email. I do that when I'm ready to do that. This will help you to be more present and engaged in what you are doing and achieve even better results. And then finally, little trick is express gratitude for what you have and what you are experiencing. Always brings us into the present moment.
Thank you so much for this informative conversation on the practice of being in the present and staying focused and connected to our reason for being, or otherwise stated, our ikigai.
So try and remember to make this a daily practice, and you will feel the benefits almost immediately. Please book an exploratory session with me, Dr. Barbara van Heerden, if you would like to discuss coaching for positive intelligence and how this amazing program helps us to learn to live from a positive, calm, creative mindset most of our waking hours. Find out more about enhancing your leadership capacity and capability by booking a free 60-minute exploratory session on the website inzorleader.com. The link is in the description.